simple mountain man in Northeast Tennessee. When that man rode in and drafted us in the Rebel Cavalry, he drilled us day and night with language hateful and profane. It seemed nothing ever pleased him, that's how he got his name. But on those nights before a fight outside a battle zone, no one heard a mumbling word from General Grumble Jones. His wife was washed out from his arms while on the stormy deep, left a bitter, fretful man a-tossing in his sleep. They pawned in fortune's unkind hand his temper and foul mouth. Drew the ire of old Jip Stewart, he was banished further south. But on our way to a morning raid across the creek bed stones, you never heard a mumbling word from General Grumble Jones. It was 64, the year before our world came tumbling down. We left a trail of ash and blood, Oak Valley Hill and town. We marched to hell and back again, he whipped and cussed us on. But quiet reigned as we come up on the Yankees in the dawn. We was ordered up to Shenandoah to halt the June campaign, at the bloody row of Piedmont where the bullets fell like rain. Our line collapsed, but Jones rode in and damned us, don't give ground. Then he caught a ball, hit the dirt, he's uttered his last sound. Out in Glade Spring Churchyard where the night wind howls and moans, no one's heard a mumbled word from General Grumble Jones. Rest in his general's best, now mute among the bones. No one's heard a grumbling word from William Edmondson Jones.